Pick it up from the, we got up to the last time. We're on the top line on Chav Beis. On the Beis, the last word on the first line. So maybe a quick recap. We had had a second explanation of Pshat in the Mishnah from Rava. He was explaining that you can't tova one kli inside of a bigger kli, not because it's a din of chatzitza that the water is going to be blocked, but it's a gezeira because you might come to be tova in like a small space without a wide opening and not really being tova in the main mikvah itself. So Savar law, going on to Rava. Savar law kahad the Omer Rav Nachman Omer Rava Bar Avua. So what Rava said goes like the following statement: Achas Esrei Malos Shanukan. So we're learning out 11 different chumras over here that Kodesh has over Chulin. Now Rav Ila had last time there was only 10. So we see we're going like 11. Sheish Rishonos Bein BeKodesh Bein BeChulin Shenasa Taras HaKodesh. So the first 6 instead of 5 are going whether you do something with Kodesh or whether you're doing with Chulin that's prepared in a way who wants to eat it with the higher standards of Kodesh. Right, Nachronos, and the last ones, I mean the last 5, LaKodesh. That's only a din in Kodesh. Of a lo lechulin shenasu al taras haKodesh, but it's only for the for Kodesh, but not for the chulin. And the Rambam seems to pask in this way. There is a Rambam. I'll read it from Tumas. No, one second, I'm in the wrong section. Here we are. Avos haTumos. The Rambam is found in Perek Yud Beis. Test Zines, the last halach in the parak. Sheish malos rishonos asum bein b'kodesh bein l'chulin. Shenas al taharas ha-kodesh. So that's 6. That's like this version of Rava that we've been saying in the Gemara. V'chamish achronos, in the last 5, shehen min ha-kli, mitztarif mash v'socho, v'halo, asum b'kodesh bilvad. Only a din in kodesh, avalo b'chulin, shenas al taharas ha-kodesh. El harehein v'chulin. Chamesh elu kechulin lefikach chulin shenasa taras hakodesh harishon tomei behen vasheni posel vashlishi tohor kechulin kemoshi bizarno. Okay, so the Rambam is going like this version of Rava that it's really 6 and 5. Okay, now picking it up, so the Gemara asks, well, my ika ben Rava le Rabbi Ila. What is now that we set up the different opinions? What's a practical difference now between the opinions, whether or not it's a din in, you're concerned you're going to maybe tovel these small little needles inside the like opening that's as small than the Shofaris HaNod, right? Or whether it's a din of Chetzitza. So my answer is Ikvenayhu. The Nafkamina would be in the following case of a Sal Vigargusni Shemil an kelim vehit bilan. So you have this like a type of a wicker basket or something like that that you put smaller kelim into them, and then you tovel that inside of it. So you know, like Lamosha, when you go to the kelim mikvah, and they'll have like a plastic basket. You know what I'm talking about, where there's holes in the side of it. So like you don't have to put your fork and your spoons and your cutlery directly into the mikvah. You put it into the bigger basket, then you lower it. There's holes in the sides. So the holes will come in, and or something like I've seen places that are like a fishing net or something like that. So imagine something like this, like at the Kelim Mikvah. That would be the Nafkamina. So Moore speaks it out now. Lemanda Omer Mishum Chetzitza. That was Rav Ila who said it's a din because we're concerned that it's going to block it. So here also, you have to have a concern. You know, if you put that fork inside the plastic laundry basket, whatever they have going there, so maybe it's going to be weighed down against it, and it's not going to touch not going to be surrounded by the water. So according to that, if it's a din Chetzitza Ika, Lemanda Omer Mishum Kazera, that Shem Yapil Mechotin Mitzinorios. So the whole problem is, like according to Rav, is that you know it's a din d'rabbanan. You might use these little needles. It's not going to be wide enough, right? So salva gargusni she'ein mefiin b'sheres hanod leka. There's no problem because you don't have such a kli like that. So therefore, the gezeira would not apply in such a case. Well, it says Rav l'taime. Rav is consistent with what he says in other places. Domarova, Sal Gargusni Shemilan Kalim Hidbilon. If you took this wicker basket and then you tovel the small things in them together, Tahorin, right? It's good, even for Kodesh. That's the Chiddush. It's Torah for even for Kodesh. Okay. And once we're on this, now we're going to have a second teaching from Rava regards to these like types of baskets in these bins. Mikva shechilko besal v'gar gusni. You have like a mikveh now, and you divided the mikveh into two by using this like wicker, this basket, the bin, right? So now the din is like this, that each section of the mikveh is not kosher by itself. It's smaller amount than mem saw on each side. So tovel sham, if you would tovel there, it will also lo tevila. It's no good. It's not a good, it's not a kosher tevila if you got, now, you know, obviously there's water that's going to be going, you know, through the bin, right? But that's not like a chibur. That's not going to join the two incomplete sections of the mikveh to count it together, right? Deha arakula chalchule chal chalto. I'm sorry, machal chalo. The earth is totally how's it go, like porous, right? Right. Uveina the ikar boim saw b'mokam echad, but nevertheless we don't rely upon that, like allow like little ditches or something to be mitzarif and add them up. You have to have the whole mem saw in one place. Vahani mili, and this halacha that the small needles and stuff can't be tove inside a thing that's small, like shoferes anod, that's bekli tohor. That's talking about only if you put them inside of a kli tohor, meaning that itself, that kli did not need to go to the mikveh, it was fine. Ava bekli tome. But if you would put these little needles into a kli that's tome, which needs to be tove in the mikveh, samiga de salka tevila lakule gufe demona, since what the tevila is works for the whole part of the outer, right? Sakalhunami lekalin de ispe. So then the tevila would also work for the kli that's inside of it, because the water is going to go that on the outer part of it. So that's a chibur. It's still attached to the rest of it. So it's going to be considered a chibur for the inner part of it as well. There's a Rambam over here in Hilchos Mikvos. It's in Perek Gimel. Find it. Gimel Chaf Vav. Yeah. Oh, also the last halacha in the pair. Okay. Kli Tame. If you have a kli that's Tame, Shenosim Socha Kelim Acherim. Right. The Hitbil Hakol, and you put everything in. Also Lehen Tevila. Afapi Shepia Kli Tsar. Even though it has this near opening, which we learned in last year was something that was concerning. It's Tsar Bioser. Shar Hamay Nichnasim Lo Mitosha. Also Tevila Likot Likli. Hagadol also tevila kelim shibasocham. Right, so that the Rambam brings us down halacha lemaisa that would work. Okay, we have a raya for this. We have a raya that continues the Gemara. Ditznan kelim shemilan kelim vehit bilan. If you, there's a Mishnah in Mikvahs in Perek Vav. You have kelim that are filled with other ones, and you tovel the whole thing, right? Hare elu tahorin. They're going to be tahor regardless of how wide the opening was of the kli. Ve'im lo tovel, and if you didn't tovel them, so then ma'im hama'oravin ad shehu ma'oravin k'shoferes hanod. So then the water's going to join. It's not going to count until the joined when you have a chibur like the mount of shofar sanod. It's like you always said, like a wineskin. Lemais, I think the post can put it at 3 inches. Or maybe Simon quoted a sheet, and maybe it's even up to 4 inches, according to one posting. But this the second part. The sefer now is a little bit confusing because it's unclear. Someone's going to ask them, what does that mean? In exact words. My calm. What do you mean when you said im lo tovel? What does it mean? You didn't tovel it. What are we talking about? So Gemara says halchikom, and this is pshat what the Mishnah means. Im einu tzorich lahat bilo. Now, of course, you tovel. That means if you didn't need to, you didn't need to tovel the outer one because it was tahor already, right? And also would be in the case of umayim hamu uravim, and you have waters that's joined together that has this hole, so it's not considered chibur ad shehu uravim b'shofer sanod. It would be considered to be a chibur, and it has to be that amount of width. So there is a shayla that's spoken about in the postkim. You know, you go to a men's mikvah, and the guy's wife says to him, "Look, I got some forks. I need you to tovel them for me." So he says, "No problem." So he takes the forks with him. He's going to the mikveh. It's Erev Shabbos. And he says, you know what? What am I doing holding these forks in the mikveh? He says, hold on. I'm going to put the forks in the tube, in the chibur. So then, what's the deal? So now, he put the forks in there, forgot all about them. So the question is, maybe that was mamayit. Maybe that lessened the size of the shofar sanod. It's not large enough. There's no chibur, and therefore it really wasn't a good tvila. So some of the poskim actually discussed that that halacha again. I guess could come up. You know, you have to be careful. Remember not to leave your forks in the hole. Okay, let's go weiter. Any questions so far? No? Okay. V'had Rava v'Rebbe Ila Tanaihi. Okay, so this whole machlokes, Rava and Rav Ila, we've been talking about what the reason was over there. It's all related to machlokes Tanaihi. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa. Salve gargusni shemilan kelim v'hit bilan. You filled up the wicker basket and you toveled in the whole thing at once. Bein the kodesh, bein the truma. Whether you're toveling it for kodesh, whether you're toveling it for the truma, tahorin. That's good. That is what? That's Rav's opinion. Abba Shaul Oimer. Abba Shaul says latruma. Yeah, for truma it's good. Avalo lakodesh, but it does not work for kodesh. That is who? That is Rabbi Ila's opinion. So we really see this machlokes is really between the Chacham and Abba Shaul. Mar asks, okay, se'i hochi, if this is true, right, we had the two reasons why we're not going to tovel one kli inside of another one, sen trumanami, right? It's only a problem by Kodesh. It should apply for if you're tired something for it to eat the truma with it also. So leman ka'amrinon, right, who are we talking about? This whole idea that you can't tovel one thing inside of another, that's for chaveirim. Chaveirim are people, talmid chachamim, they're medaktik b'mitzvos, right? Especially when it comes to tumentara. So, you know, we know that not everyone else is going to be following these halachas anyway. Chaveirim, maybe yadi, they know, they understand that if you have the water, and the whole din with the chibur, and the mikvah, and the shiras hanod, and the one thing's weighing down the other, they know all these dinim, right? So therefore, you don't have any concerns for truma. This is a localized concern only within Kodesh. Okay, so says Gemara Ihochi, if that's true, then Kodesh Nami. Right, then we should say that all these halachas are for chaveirim. Right, if you want to be consistent, and the chaveirim are really the only ones who are so machbit about these types of things. So then why did Chazal make this across the board? Right, so when it says like this, the reason is because chazile am haaretz. An Am Haaretz is not really going to be so careful about tuma and tahara. Right, he's going to see the Tamar Chochem, the Chavar who's toifling the small ones inside of the big ones, but also the Makbil, and he's gonna go do it himself, right? He's not gonna take the same care and concern, the precautions that the Chavar was, meaning that the outer one's gonna have the larger, it's gonna be bigger than Shofar Sanod, and the thing's not gonna weigh down. He doesn't know, he just, okay, he looks and sees. You know, this is what the guy in front of me at the mikvah was doing, I'm gonna do the same thing. He doesn't know. Okay. So if that's by Kodesh, a Truma Nami, right? The same thing could be a concern by Truma. Chazi Le'am Ha'aretz, Ba'azel Matbil. He's going to see the same thing that the Chaver's doing. He's going to watch what he did by his Truma, and he's going to tell the same thing, not taking any of these precautions that the Chaver's going to do. So when it says, Lo Makablinon Minayhu. No, we don't take truma from an Am Haaretz, right? Because, there's a whole subbing in the sugyas, the Mishnayos, in Damai, who we believe and who we don't believe. When it comes to halachas about tuma and tara, it doesn't matter. We're not taking it from him. So it doesn't matter whether he's using it for the truma or whether or not toveled. So therefore, we're not concerned about an Am Haaretz going to come to misinterpret what exactly the Chaver was doing when he was doing it with a kli b'toch kli. So Kodesh Nami. Okay, let's keep going with this, says the Gemara. If that's true, so we don't take truma from an Am Haaretz, so then we shouldn't take Kodesh from an Am Haaretz, because they don't know. They're not makbid on these things. They're not well enough versed, right? Where it says, you know why we have to take it from them? Interesting svar over here. Menachem, you're going to like this. Havile Eva. If we didn't take the Kodesh from them, So then this Am Ha'aretz is going to feel like a hatred, right? You're not going to take my stuff. So that's going to lead to a machlokis. That's going to lead to, problems within Klal Yisroel. What does Rashi say? Lo mekablin truma me'am ha'aretz el v'shas gizos badim shakol matarin es hakelim al pi chachamim. Now, I didn't say on the Ava, but that's the concern over here, that we're concerned that he's going to have, by Kodesh, we're concerned that it's going to lead to problems, arguments. We don't want to make a machlokas over here. So if you're not, that's your whole concern. So, okay, Trumanami Chavile Eva. So then, when Truma, if you don't take his Truma, it's also going to lead to Eva. So no, we're only concerned about Kodesh. We're only concerned about the Eva when it comes to Kodesh. We're not concerned about Truma. Why would that be? So where it says, Lo Ichpatle. Okay, he's not going to get bunt out of shape by this. And Amar doesn't care if the chaver going to take his truma or not. Why? The Ozil Yahiv Le Kohen Amharitz Chavre. He's going to give it to a Kohen who's also an Amharitz, one of his chaver. Okay, you don't my truma, no problem. I'll give it to somebody else who will take it. Right? Okay, that's fine. But when it comes to Kodesh, there's only one base of English. Right? So therefore, we have to make sure that the Ame Haaretz don't feel like we're rejecting them. So therefore, we would have to take it for them. We would not have to take it by Truma. Okay, so now this idea about sensitivity. We don't want to offend an Am Haaretz. So you see this also. Uman Tana de Chayish Le'eva. Who's the Tana who's concerned for this hatred of the Am Haaretz? So Rabbi Yossi, it's the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, de Tanya. Omer Biosi, Biosi said, Mipne ma hakol ne'emonim al taharas yayin v'shemen kol yimos ha'shonom. What's the reason why all people, meaning even Ame Ha'aretz, we believe them when it comes to talking about their shemen, their oil, their yayin, they bring this to the base of Migdash. We believe them the whole year, right? You know, why don't we investigate, do a little drisha v'chakira, start asking them some questions, as we saw earlier, that through being bodek, we could find out if certain things that weren't on their mind might have crept in. That's a major problem over here with Tumen Tara, that you have a Hesach Hadas and you don't realize it. So why don't we do that? Says the Gemara, Kidei Shlo Yehei Kol Echad Ve'echad Holech Ubona Bom La'atzmo. Because these my people go build their own bamos. They'll build their own little private altars, right? V'sorif Paraduma La'atzmo. And they're going to make their own, par aduma. So if the Chazar were gonna, reject these people with their yayin and their shemen from an Am Haaretz, so everyone's gonna get alienated. They're gonna go off. It's gonna create the different groups within Klal Yisrael. They make their own separate bama, right? It's a problem. I saw a few months ago that actually they did some archaeological digging. I don't recall off the top of my head, but just as I'm going through the Gemara now, it came to mind an article I read, and they found like a quote-unquote like parallel Beis Hamikdash or something like that. So I showed it to one of the history professors, like, yeah, you had many of these splinter groups within Klal Yisrael. So the Chazal, they had concerns, Sometimes you have to be a little bit bending, right? Like the Rashi brings in Chumash that why Yaakov didn't give Musar to his kids before him, because if he gave them, maybe they're going to go run and join Esav. So you have to be concerned with what the outcome is going to be. This is a concern over here, and therefore we're not going to be so makpid on it. Okay, let's go weiter. Omer of Papa. Keman mekablin ha'idno sahadusu me'am ha'aretz. So nowadays, we allow, sahadusu means edus, testimony. We allow an am ha'aretz to give edus. Kiman Rabbi Yossi. So this must be going like Rabbi Yossi also, because again, we see that he's the one who's makil for this. Okay. So now, we saw that, that we're going to accept the truma from the Am Haaretz, right? So Mar says, V'nechush l'she'ela. Maybe we should be concerned that they're borrowing kelim, right? So, in general, chaverim are not going to accept truma from an Am Haaretz. They do sometimes borrow their kelim and use those for truma, so maybe we should be concerned about that. So Ditzanan, we're going to see from this Mishnah in Adius that what we do borrow kelim from an Am Haaretz. Kli cheres matzil al hakol. So a kli cheres of an am ha'aretz, that's the key point over here, that is matzil, it shields, it protects all types of tumas ha'meis coming from. So let's just speak it out for a minute. There's really two applications of this. So if you have like food or something that's in a kli cheres, and it's sealed very tightly, right? And then in that same room, there's a mace. So because you have this sealed kli cheres, then that's going to block. That's going to block the tumah from the tumas oil being in the same room as the mace from being metame, the items inside of that kli cheres. That's one shot. Second important thing is to know is that, let's say you had like a two-story house, and you had a mace on the bottom, the first floor of the house, and then you have food, or you have other kalim that are on the second story on the same building. So if you have an opening between the two, if you plug that opening up with this kli cheres, you put that into it, that's going to stop the tumah from escalating, going up from the first floor and flying into the second story. So let's go like this. I'll start again. Tanan. Kli cheres matzil hakol divrei beis hillel. That's the shita of a sil that would protect, again, both in the case of the in the same room as a mace, or if it's going up to the second story. Beisham ayomrim eino matzil el al ha'ochlin. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, el ochlin va'al hamashkin va'al kli cheres. So the Beisham says no. It only would protect ochlin is food, mashkin is the drinks, and any other kli cheres. But if you had other things like a kli mateches, you had something made out of metal, or you had something of kli eitz, these types of things, it would not block it for. So the Mishnah continues now. Omru lehem beis hillel lebeis shammai. Beis hillel says to beis shammai, mipnei ma, what are you making this chilek for, right? If you have the closed kli cheres, it's going to block the whole thing. So omru beis shammai says back to the beis hillel, mipnei shehu tamei agabe am ha'aretz. The reason, because the kli cheres becomes tamei through coming in contact with an Am Ha'aretz. Now, for this, Menachem, it's important to know, an Am Ha'aretz is a din of a Zov. So anything that he's going to touch is going to become Tomei, right? So, because an Am Ha'aretz, they don't know, they're not knowledgeable. Unfortunately, for nowadays, every single one of us would have that status of an Am Ha'aretz. That's just what it is, you know. We don't know Tumah Tara, right? So therefore, all of his Kalim that belong to the Am Ha'aretz are considered to be Tomei. The Ein Kli Tame chotet, and a kli that's tame is not going to block anything. So Amr lehem beis hillel halo tihartem oichlin umashkin shibasocho. But one second, you say that the food in the drink liquids that's inside the kli cheres, that's tohar. So you know if the kli in amhar doesn't work, as it's not matzil. So then why do you say some things are good? So Amr Lahem, so the Beis Shammai said back to them, Olam Beis Shammai says back to them, Kishitiharnu Oichlinu Mashkin Shibisocho. Right, we'll turn on the Beis. La'atzmo Taharu. Taharnu. When we were Matayar them, he was Matayar that for himself, for the Amharas himself, but not for the Chaverim. Because the chaver, they're not going to touch anything. They're not going to come in any contact with that from the Am Ha'aretz. So the chaver is never really going to consider the food or anything of an Am Ha'aretz as being tahar. So he's not going to use his kli cheres of an Am Ha'aretz when he's preparing his food, because the kli cheres you can't kosher it through tevila. But he might borrow like something out of metal, because you could be mitahir that. So that's the din. Ava nitahir esa kli shetahara lechol velo. Lechol, I'm sorry, velo, that's right. How could we be metahara kli, metal or something else, so that would be for you and for him, right? A chaver very well could one day borrow a metal kli from the Amharats and not realize that it was, you know, inside a kli cheres or in the same room as a mace, and therefore you'd have to be, you know, it has too much mace on it, so you need a paraduma, right? Rather, you think you just, oh, I'm just going to tovel it. He doesn't know. But the Am Ha'aretz, we informed his metal and other materials, they could have become tame from this mace, right? So he has to go through a whole extensive process, right? And after he done that, now a chaver could use it after just toveling it. Satanya, we learned in a Braisa, this whole machloik is over here, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Omer Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said a very strong statement. Boshni midivreichem, Beis Shammai. I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed of what you said, Beis Hillel, because it's illogical, right? Efshar, is it really possible? Isha losha ba'areva. If you would have a woman, right? Again, this song, let's say there's like the talking about the case where there's the mace on the first floor of the house, right? And you had the klichers blocking it, but you have this woman who's kneading upstairs. She's using her like metal bowl. The ishiva reva tameim shiva ubatzik tahor. The woman and her kli, meaning she and the what's it called, the metal kli, they're going to be tamei because of tumas mace. But the batzik, the dough inside of it is going to be tahor, right? So that seems out that would be come out according to Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai, again, just to speak it out, he's one who made a chilek between Ochlin and a Kli Cheres, that's on one hand, but the Kli Mateches, right, that's going to, it's a different category. Logan Mole Mashkin, you have a metal pitcher that's full of liquid up on the top floor. Logan Tome Tuma Shiva Umashkin Tahorin, that the pitcher, the container is going to be Tome for 7 days, and the Mashke, the liquid inside it's going to be Tahor. So that was Rabbi Yeshua's kasha on the shita of Beis Shammai, and he says again. Let's go back and see those words again. Boshni midivreichem. I'm embarrassed by you saying this. So after Yeshua made this statement, the Gemara continues and says, Nitpalo talmid echa mitalmini Beis Shammai. So one of the talmidim Beis Shammai came over to him. Amaloni says to him, Omer lecha taimon shel Beis Shammai. Can I tell you the reason behind why Beis Shammai said what he did? So he says, Emor, yeah, speak. Amalos, who said, Kli tamei chotitz oein chotitz. It's a setup, right? He says like this: if you have a kli that's tamei, could that block something or not? So it's obviously, if a kli itself is tamei, it can't serve as a blockage or a protector, a barrier. Right, so Amalei Rabbi Yeshua says to him, "Ein achotetz." Right, again, just a svar that if you have something that's tummy, it wouldn't stop something else that's tummy from penetrating. So kli shel am haaretz tummy or tohor. So then, the second question he asks him, he's a good setup over here. He says, "Is the kli of an am haaretz tummy or is it tohor?" So Amalo, so Rabbi Yeshua said to him, "It's tummy." Okay, ve'im ata oimer lo tummy. If you're going to tell him that his kli is tummy, this am haaretz. Is he going to really pay attention to you? I mean, of course not. V'lo'od, and not only that, even more, el-sh'im ata oimelo tome, when you say to him, it's tome, omer lo say back to you, sh'li tor v'sh'alcha tome. Mine is the one that's tor, and yours is the one that's tome. V'zehu taimon shel Beis Shammai. And that's the svara now behind Beis Shammai. Again, Beis Shammai said that the food and the drinks and the klicheres that's inside, that's going to be tahor because they belong to an aretz. The chaver's not going to he's going to eat the food. He's not going to borrow them. He knows all this. But the kalim that like of metal or something else like that, he would borrow them, right? Yeah, chaver would borrow them. Therefore, Beis Shammai said that's why it's tamei. Oh, so now he hears that miyad. Holoch Rabbi Yeshua v'nishtateach al kivri Beis Shammai. So Yeshua went and literally he prostrated himself on the grave of Beis Shammai. So now, again, I was learning this. I don't know what you think, but I thought Shammai, or it says Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai wasn't a person. Maybe the Gemara means something along the lines that he went and you know, went to one of the other talmidim of Beis Shammai. But it sounds strange a little bit. He went on the kever of. Or it says Kivrei Beis Shammai. I guess maybe that's Pshat. Not one person. He went, it's plural. So he went on the graves of the Talmidim of Shammai. Amar, and he said like this. Yeah, I think you have to say it like that. I mean, the Talmidim of Shammai. Amar, he says, Na'anesi lechem atzmos Beis Shammai. I humble myself, right? The bones before of Beis Shammai. Uma stumois shelechem koach. If there's so much wisdom in your things that you said but you left unexplained, beforoshos al achas kama v'kama. So how much more so in the case you actually explained what you did? So Amru, they said about Rabbi Yeshua, kol yomav Hushcharu Shinav Mipnei Taniyosav. His teeth became literally like darkened, blackened, because of all the times he fasted because as a kapara, because he spoke inappropriately about the Beis Shammai. So that's important mussar for us, not to, if we don't understand what a Talmud Chacham says, we shouldn't disparage it. We should try to seek to understand better and attribute that any lack of understanding is felt in our abilities. Okay, going back to the main point now. Ketani Mehas. We learn like this. Lecha Vilo, right? They have the Kalim from Am Haaretz, right? That applies both to him and for you. So Alma, you see from this, meaning Chaverim, Shalinan Minayhu. They do borrow Kalim from an Am Haaretz. That's how we all got onto this. So then the question comes up. So then why weren't the Chazal concerned that Am Haaretz are going to toivel their Kalim inside of a bigger one, not going to do it the correct way? So then they're going to become, they'll still be Tomei when a Chaver comes to borrow them, right? You see from this, that's the whole point. Shalinan Minayhu, we're going to borrow them. So ki Shalinan Minayhu. No, and where it says when a Chaver will borrow something from them, Matbilin. Matbilinan lehu, we tovel them. Meaning they're going to eat their truma this way, but it doesn't matter. It's a non-starter. It's inconsequential to us if they were tovel or not. We're going to tovel it anyway. Okay, ihachi, if that's true, nahadru lehu beis hillel beis shammai. So then the beis hillel should say back to beis shammai. Kishalinan minayhu, when we borrow kalim from them, matbilinan lehu, we tovel them. So Tommy Mays boy hazor shlishu shvi, right? No, the Solomon case was Thomas Mays, right? And for someone who became Tommy through contact with a dead body, so you have to do hazor. You have to take the ashes from the paraduma, and you have to sprinkle on day 3 and day 7. Umana l'shvi yoyme lo moshli inosh. So for when a person's going to borrow like a kli, right, they don't only like lend something out for like 7 days. Meaning, like, you know, people don't want to borrow something I need for 7 days later from now. So if you're borrowing something, it must be that you need it like, you know, right now, right? So that's the question. Va'at bila lo mehemni. One second. Could it be that we don't believe these Ami Haaretz if they're going to tovel something? Vatanya, we learned in a brisa. Ne'eman in Ami Haaretz al taharas tevilas tamei meis. We believe them when they tell us that they toveled something that it was tumah from coming in contact with a dead body, right? So in addition to being the paraduma on the right on day 3 and day 7, right? If a person or something else became tummy, I guess, with the tumas mace, they have to be toveled on the 7th day. So we believe the Am Haaretz. That's what it's saying here. We believe when he says he did this tevila. So really, I have two different answers to this possible, to answer the question. First is Abaye. Or by Lokasha. Ha begufo ha bekelov. The brisa which says that Am Haaretz is believed, that's when he's tovel for his goof, his own body. But the Gemara says an Am Haaretz is not believed, that's when it's talking about toveling his kalim. That's a Abaye's understanding. Rava Omar, Rava says a little bit of a different answer. Idi bekelov. No, both the brisa and the Gemara over here are talking about the kalim of an Am Haaretz. Velo kasher, it's not shver. Ha da omer me olam lo hit balti kli betoch kli. One case, the brisa which says that he is yes trusted. That's when the omer says, I never tovel one kli inside of another one. Well, we'll believe him if he tells, I never do that. The big one and put a small one inside of it. That's fine. Velo, but the other gemara says we're not believed. Da omer hit balti aval lo hit balti bekli she'ein befi kusher sanod. That I toveled it, but I never would tovel something that had that small little space in it, right? So for that precise detail, that in the case we're not going to trust the Am Haaretz. Okay, the Hatanya, we learned in a brisa according to this, Ne'eman Am Haaretz loymer peros lohuchshuru. An Am Haaretz, we believe him when he says that these peros, like to point out, is really the Hebrew word, the source for fruit, right? Perot, ferut, change the nekudos. So these peros were not hulchshul. They weren't made susceptible to be. They never came in contact with one of the Zayin Mashkin. Yad Shach Adam. Aval Einanem on Loimer Peros Hulchsharu Aval Lo Nitma'u. But we don't believe him when he says that they were. Yeah, they did come in contact with water or something like that, but they didn't become Tameh. So what do you see from this Braisa? Menachem, you see that for an Amma Aretz, we trust them regarding basic facts, right? But if there's something that needs more of a detailed or very specialized or precise, you know, very more advanced levels, that already they don't have a Ne'am on his son. So Mirai says, okay, let's go back to Abaye now. Va'gufa mi mehemnon? Do we really believe an Am Haaretz on his guf? He claims when he went, meaning he claims I tov in the mikvah. That's not Vatanya. We learned in a Braisa. Chaver shabal lahazois. If a chaver is coming to sprinkle to the hazov on a person's tummy, mazin Allah miyad. For him, we would do it immediately. An Am Haaretz shabal lahazois. But if an Am Haaretz is coming, needs the sprinkled on him. A mazin alav ad shiase bifanenu shlishi ushvii. We don't do it right away. Because we don't consider that he toveled. He has to count, meaning in front of the Chachamim, 3 days and then 7 days. So you see, clearly, we don't believe the Am Haaretz when he talks about the toveling. So El Omer Abaye, no, mitoch chomer shehech marto Allah b'tchiloso, hekalta Allah b'sofo. Abaye says, no, because we're so machmir him in the beginning, when they're starting the process of becoming Tohar, right? We assume that he couldn't be. We kept him apart for 3 days. So therefore, we're makel on him in the end, and on when he comes about the 7 days. Meaning, but it's only because we were so. Yes, we were so machmir on him on the first part. Okay, Vaiter. Now the next part, the Mishnah said that acharayim betoch, the back of a kli and the inside, that applies to the kelim that's used for truma, but it's not for kodesh. Samar begins to ask, "My acharayim betoch." What exactly does that mean when we talk about the back of a kli and the inside of a kli? So we'll go to Kalim. We learn about Kalim. It's a good place to look. Kiditznan, kli shenitma achorav b'mashkin. So if you have a kli, the back part, meaning as opposed to the inside, became tameh with something that's a liquid. Now, just we should realize that must be only on the din derabbanan, because on a deraisa level, these liquids do not make it tamei. Achorav tameim. The back part of it is tamei, but the other parts, tocho, the inside, the ognos, like its rim, ozno is the like a round type of handle, like an ozno is like a curved ear, right? So it's a curved handle, an ear-shaped handle, something like that. The yadov and a straight handle, all those are tahorin. So, because on a deraisa level, oichlin umashkin, you can't be mitami a kli. That's a din on derabonan, right? So, in order to make sure that everyone realizes it's only a din derabonan, so therefore, they made a chilik in terms of what parts become tame. Nitma tocho, but if the inside became tame, right? And again, that's even it's only on a derabonan level, kulo tame. The whole thing is now tame, but this halacha that the whole thing becomes tame. That's only a din in truma, but it's not for kodesh. On kodesh, in any part that becomes tamei, then the whole kli would become tamei. Okay, then the Mishnah said uveis hatzvita, that the place where you grab it, you grip it. Smai beis hatzvita. What does that mean? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, malkom shitzovto. It's the place where you grab it. Right, when you want to pass it to somebody else, v'chein hu omer, pasuk says v'yitzbat lo koli. Right, he pinched out some parched corn for her for Boaz was feeding Rus. Rabbi Asi Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, Malkam shenikiyeh hadas tzovin. These people who are very nikiyeh hadas, like the you know finicky people, they would have a little small part on the side. They would dip like spices or something into that. They wouldn't dip into the main part of it. So it means like this little side part of the kli. Okay, go b'vayter. Tani Rav Bevi Kaimi de Rav Nachman Kol Hakelim Ein Lehem Acharayim Betoch. Echad kodshe hamikdash ve echad kodshe hagavul. So, No kelim have this chilek between outside, inside. It doesn't matter whether used for what's called kodshe mikdash, which we understand as things in the base of mikdash, right? Or there are things that are kodshe gevul, things outside, right? In these cases, if one of the parts of the kli becomes tame with by liquid, the whole thing becomes tame. We don't make any chilukim. So Amalei, Rav Nachman said to him, Kodshe gevul, my ninu. What's an example of this kodshe gevul, right? So truma. Right, we usually talk about truma, but if that's true, then the price is against the Mishnah, right? Vatzanan, we learn acharaya mitoch ubeis atzviya, but truma. We make all these like chilukim. We're talking about truma, truma, right? Sedoma lachulin shenasa ataras hakodesh kamar. Maybe what we're talking about is not the truma per se, but you have the chulin. But we do with the higher standards of this, and that's what you called it. You called them like this because you can. I guess keep these higher standards even outside of the base of Mikdash as well. Shalom, Bruce. Adikartan Nilsa. So he says, now that you like Dachar, the Dal and the Zion are interchangeable in Aramaic. So Adikartan means Zachar. You remind me Nilsa of something. The Amar Rabba Baravua. The Rabba Baravua said about this topic. Achas esrei malos shanukan, that we have, we have 11 chumras over here. Sheish rishonos, the first six chumras that we have, bein lekodesh, bein lechulin. That applies both to kodesh or for chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. We've done that higher standard. Achronos, in the last five in our list, that's Lakodesh, that only applies to Kodesh, Avalo Lechulin Shinasu Al Taharas HaKodesh, but it doesn't apply to non-Kodesh food that you use that higher level of standards for. So this corroborates what we said in the Bryce, that really that's what it means. When we said the Kodesh Gvul is talking about things that we're using for the standard of Chulin Shinasu Al Taharas HaKodesh. Okay, so we got up to the three dots. The three lines from the bottom at the two dots. So Mirtz Hashem will pick it up next time from here.